Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The holiday season is here and the garden is dressed for it. Come out to enjoy it by going online to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get tickets. And don't forget about the Astralumina event opening this week. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. Along with seasonal decorating in the garden, this is also the start of pruning season. If you're interested in how the fuchsia garden has such a bounty of blooms for such a long time, head in now for a quick look at how the plants are pruned. Since fuchsias produce blooms on new wood, a severe pruning can be the key to longevity of the blooming season. If you want to see an excellent example of how to prune your fuchsias, check out the Ruth West for a hanging plant or Voodoo for an upright fuchsia. Just across the walkway from the fuchsia garden in the children's garden, you can see the scarlet red blooms of the Chinese hat plant. This plant is a wonderful winter blooming plant, and while it shows a few blooms nearly year-round, the most of the blooming happens from November through May. It's a vining plant, but with a bit of selective pruning, it can also be grown as a bush or a specimen plant, a hedge, or even espaliered upon a wall. It is somewhat drought tolerant once established, so a very useful plant in Southern California landscape. Heading into the lower meadow, you'll notice the cotton balloon plants around the border. These lovely umbels of slightly blush-colored flowers give rise to very large globes of seeds full of cottony fiber that floats upon the breeze to spread the seed far and wide. This plant is a member of the milkweed family and a wonderful host for caterpillars. In fact, if you look closely, you just might find a few caterpillars happily munching away. Look for yellow and black stripes. In the raised beds around Dottie's patio, you can see some striking red cape honeysuckle bushes blooming and some vibrantly lemon yellow senna or Christmas bush. Both of these plants grow in many other places around the garden, and there's a lovely yellow cape honeysuckle bush growing along Tram Road at the end of the Banyan Grove, while the beautiful rambling senna grows a wonderful 12 to 15 foot tall mounding bushes around the garden and blooms profusely this time of year. Walking the cactus collection, you can catch the jade plants just beginning to bloom. These hardy succulents make a great drought-tolerant addition to any garden, or they can be grown as a houseplant. Also blooming with very interesting yellow bloom in the aloe section is the Ceropegia dictoma. Native to the Canary Islands, this plant looks like a bundle of light green sticks and lives happily in hot, dry conditions. Taking a stroll around Tram Road will take you out to Phoebe's Meadow. There's a sculpture by Nancy Graves called Trace that is on long-term loan to the garden from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. In the meadow, if you hike up behind the little rise, you'll find a blooming swamp wattle. This plant is in the acacia family and comes to us from Australia, where it grows well in boggy, not so well-drained conditions. The little yellow pom-pom flowers give rise to small yellow and amber seed pods. While it blooms a bit year-round, the best blooming is between September and January. Also from Australia is the Australian willow, which grows along Alpine Lane. This graceful medium-sized tree is perfect for backyard landscapes and has a showy bloom twice a year. Another lovely tree to be found along Alpine Lane and other walking paths in the acacia and pine forest areas are the Chinese pistachio trees. Right now, they're covered with very small hot pink pods. However, they are deciduous trees, and while the shade in spring and summer is wonderful, the foliage turns a beautiful red before dropping in the fall. If you go past the overlook and turn down Creek Lane, you can take a path up to the right and see a truly fabulous bromeliad blooming. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.